From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared victory in a referendum held Sunday, granting him sweeping new powers.
Resmi olmayan sonuçlar.
Speaking Sunday, Mr. Erdogan said, "Our nation has, with maturity, expressed its opinion." He said 25 million people supported the plan to replace the country's parliamentary system with a powerful presidency, with just over 51%. The no side appeared to prevail in major urban areas and the pro-Kurdish southeast.
Milletin kararına saygılıyız.
The leader of the opposition CHP, Republican People's Party, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, questioned the legality of the outcome, demanded a partial recount, insisting Mr. Erdogan was seeking a one-man regime. Analyst Gareth Jenkins, who's lived in Turkey since 1989, said he's concerned about a new wave of repression.
Of course, he now has to win a presidential election in order to be able to enjoy all of these powers, and he's going to be looking at everything he did. And he only just got 51%, it appears. And I think he's going to increase the repression going forward.
The package of 18 amendments approved by voters abolishes the office of prime minister and gives the president authority to draft the budget, declare a state of emergency, and issue decrees. The South Sudanese army is denying its forces killed 14 civilians Saturday in the northwest town of Raqqa. An army spokesman called it a negative media campaign orchestrated by rebels. The rebel claim comes less than a week after the army was accused of killing 16 people in ethnically targeted attacks in the town of Wau. The UN mission in South Sudan said its workers had seen the bodies of the 16. The country's been riven by violence since December 2013. This is VOA News.